Welcome to Real Estate Trifecta, hosted by Cheryl McDonald.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Estate Trifecta, where we focus on your mindset so you can grow the skills and build the wealth that's just right for you. I'm your host, Cheryl McDonald. I've been contemplating about what to talk about, so I've been kind of putting this off. And then I realized sometimes we think we lose our voice when in fact we haven't lost our voice. We just don't know what to say, or maybe we're afraid to say what's on our hearts. I think sometimes it's about, do I have anything to say that people want to listen to? I think if you're an engaged with a curious human being, that they're always interested in what it is that you want to say. Today, I really want to talk about the kind of things I've been studying and working on lately. And of course, my podcast, my last one that I did with Diana Kokoska was huge for me. I hold Diana in such high esteem. She has had a huge, huge impact on my life. I will be giving away a copy of her book here. You can check social media for an opportunity to do that. But I really want to talk about how everyone I encounter seems to be making things so complicated. Rube Goldberg was an engineer, and every year in Purdue, they do this thing where they take a simple task, let's just say making toast. And the goal is to break it down into as many steps as possible, right? To make it as complicated as you can. And I find that sometimes we do that because if we make something hard, then it gives us a really good reason or an excuse not to do it, right? I hear all the time, well, Cheryl, it's hard. It's hard. Well, what makes it hard? I use this example. So right now where you're sitting, I'd like you to think about your favorite food. All right, for me, that's mint chocolate chip ice cream. And now I'd like you to think about your least favorite food, which would for me would be lamb's tongue. I ate it exactly once. I was in Montreux, Switzerland, and I'm just going to point out I didn't like it. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about eating your favorite food, right? So I'm sitting here right now envisioning myself in front of a large bowl of mint chocolate chip ice cream. It's so easy for me to slide the spoon into that bowl and put that ice cream on my spoon and just lift that up to my mouth. I can almost taste it. In fact, I'm salivating a little bit. It was so easy. Right? I hope it's easy for you too, whatever your favorite food is. Now I want you to take your least favorite food. For me, it's lamb's tongue, and I can still taste it, and I still don't like it. Here's the thing. I use the same set of skills to eat the chocolate chip ice cream that I use to eat the lamb's tongue. Neither one of those was hard, right? I either use a fork or I use a spoon and I pick at the food and I put it in my mouth. The mechanics are exactly the same. There's nothing different. So what's different is that it's hard to eat the lamb's tongue because I don't like it. Right? It doesn't make me happy. Eating the ice cream is easy because it tastes really good to me, but it's not hard. So think for a moment about something that you're working on that you're kind of putting off because you think that it's hard. And I really want you to think about the skills that you need in order to complete that task. Are you making it more complicated by adding more steps so that you can give yourself a reason to not do it because it's hard? Or is it that the pain of doing it is greater than the pain of not doing it? Because we come to a point in our lives where the switch cost is that there's greater pain in not doing it than doing it, which is why most of us did our homework the night before, despite the fact that we've been given a week. Sometimes it's exactly the same thing with me in the podcast. I send these recordings to my editor and she has to edit them. Well, we drop on Mondays. Well, guess what today is? It's Monday and I'm just doing my recording. And why, you ask? I'm so glad you asked. Well, I have a recording in the can and it's an interview. My editor wanted to hear me. She said, this is your podcast and your voice needs to be heard. I love this podcast. I love doing this podcast. And yet I have created this wall of recording the podcast to be this incredibly difficult thing to do. I don't know what to say, which is a bald-faced lie because I almost always have a topic bouncing around in my head somewhere. And then whenever I slip my headphones on and sitting in front of the microphone, it always comes. And part of that is because I've done my research beforehand. I've prepared. But I have to ask myself, am I being intentional or am I just getting it done? And because you've taken valuable time out of your life to subscribe and listen to my podcast, I owe it to you to bring my best every time. And when I think about that, it's about how do I make it as simple as possible for myself so that this becomes a joy and not a drudgery. I'm not saying that doing my podcast is a drudgery. That's very far from the truth. I love doing it. Yet I've gotten so used to doing the interviews that recording myself became difficult. And the steps were the same, right? I still am on Zoom. I still hit record. Not any different than any other time I've done it. So the difficulty I created in my mind, because I created a step that wasn't necessary. So what are you creating in your mind? What steps are you adding that aren't necessary? So are you approaching everything with the mint chocolate chip attitude? Are you approaching everything with the lamb's tongue attitude? So I want you to think right now, wherever you are, whatever it is you're doing, what's something in your life and or your business that needs to be accomplished right now? And what would it take in your mind to go do that right now? And if you can't do it right now, can you open the calendar on your phone or your laptop or bring out your paper calendar and write down when you'll do it and then keep the commitment to yourself? That's the most important part, is keeping the commitment to yourself. Because when we give ourselves too much grace, then we think it's okay. And it's not okay to not keep your commitment to yourself. Every time I break a commitment to myself, I grant myself permission to not do something else. And everything I've read is that the only thing that separates successful people is that they're willing to do the things that no one else is willing to do. And I'm willing to do this because it's that important to me and to my future. So again, what's that favorite food? I'm going to decide from today, right now, this very moment. I'm living a mint chocolate chip kind of life. Yeah, lamb's tongue's going to come up every once in a while, and I'm going to have to take a bite. But I'm going to realize that it's not hard. It's the same set of skills. And even if I don't like it, it's only temporary. So let me ask you, what are you putting off right now that needs to be taken care of so that you can get on with the next step? Hey, this is Cheryl McDonald. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Trifecta, where we focus on your mindset so you can grow the skills and build wealth. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to share this episode and follow us so you'll never miss an exciting moment of Real Estate Trifecta.